Well, this is a new little thing that I've decided to do, and it's after show afterthoughts. And tonight's show was Women in Transition 2016. Was 2016 a good year for women in America? And I think it was a really good conversation for me to hear as a man. There was a lot of food for thought. There were a lot of things that were said, especially about intersectionality and mansplaining, that I think had I had those conversations on Facebook, I would have pushed back a lot more. But because of the setup of this particular podcast, I was able to sit back and listen and just learn. And I feel like the women brought a lot to the table tonight because of who they are as people and because of their singular and collective experiences as women. There were times where I was frustrated by what was said because, man, that really explained exactly who I am. Or there were times where I was just deeply saddened at things that women went through that I was completely oblivious to because I didn't necessarily do those things. But I'm also inheriting the privilege of being a man. And so when I talk about white privilege, we'll be talking about on next week's episode, when I talk about white privilege, there are a lot of people who don't want to hear what is said because they are the inheritors of the privilege I'm talking about. And so if some person experiences or inherits privilege, that means that somebody else does not have that. And so to hear five women, six women actually, explain their thoughts and their experiences and their heart and their hurts and to a degree even some of their shames, right? I felt like there's a lot that I still have to learn. That's what I feel right now. I feel like I am very much at the beginning of this journey to understand women, and I'm not really, and I'm just going to be honest, I'm probably going to make a lot of mistakes along the way. I mean, immediately after the podcast, my wife and I had a little disagreement, and she said, you know, I was being sexist, and I have to sit here and think about that right now. It's like, oh my gosh, what am I unaware of that is creating so many problems and hurts and pains for women that are close to me and women that aren't close to me? What can I do to be a better person in this world who has to interact with and who wants to interact with and desires to interact with women? So overall, I feel like this was a good conversation. We're going to have a lot of other conversations around this, but I will say that where I am right now, I am very much at the beginning of the conversation surrounding the topic of women and feminism, and I hope to become a better person through the journey, and I think a lot of that comes by simply listening.